Today I'm going to talk about the servant of God. All throughout the Bible, there are many people who have been called the servants of God. They have done whatever God has called them to do. The most unusual one that was Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon. He was involved in everything. He ruled the world. He was sent by God to destroy Israel. It's funny, this man was a heathen. He worshipped all kind of idols. He worshipped whatever. You know, he took gods from every country that he had conquered, and he had it in his capital, in his near his palace. And then God stirred him to go to Israel and conquer Israel. But you know, when he did, he gave command to his troops not to touch Jeremiah. He knew that Jeremiah was important to God, and that if he did, he would suffer for it. God used him to bring about judgment on Israel. And then later, when he was in his palace, God called him to be a believer. He refused it and just didn't want to do it because he had so much, and God banished him to the wilderness for 7 years. He lived like a beast out in the wilderness until he came to the understanding that the God of Israel is the God of gods. He is over all things. He is God and Lord of all. And so when he came back to his right mind, he was a believer. This is how God uses us whenever. Wherever we go, whatever happens to us, wherever we are as Christians, believers, go into the world and are out there, people will come against us. Not that they're there to destroy us, they're there to hear the gospel. It's funny how it works. You know, that people who will just rail against us are the closest ones to being saved. It's not hurtful or harmful, or, you know, you have to look at the storm as it is an opportunity given by God to bring the kingdom of God to earth. And you walk through this storm, and it's just beating on you, okay? And you're going, God, am I in the right place? Am I doing the right thing? God, why is this happening to me? And God goes, yes, it is. It's the right place at the right time to do the right thing. And then you have the way of escape. God always makes the way of escape. It's never too hard for us, never overwhelms us. And people get saved. People look and see. You know, you look at it, and what happens is they see the servant of God. They see the person who is serving God willingly, and they go, that's what I want. And there are many people who will see the same thing and not want it. It is unfortunate, but that's their choice. But we're here to show the world that we are the servant of God, and that we are willing to do what God wants us to do. And with that willingness comes the kingdom of God. Today, be a servant of God.